see. So I forgot where we were. What church in the South do you think has probably the largest membership? Probably the church you belong to.
Well, I believe the Baptist has more members all over the whole country than like Jehovah's Witness or the Methodists or something like that. I believe the Baptist has the most in number.
Uh-huh.
You mean all over?
Yeah. Yeah.
I believe the Baptist is more Baptist. Not because I'm a Baptist, but I believe there's more Baptist than there is anything else.
And then the organist playing. And you might go to a wedding and ask a question. Ah, that was a question.
If someone became a member of the church, you'd say they what the church?
They join the church.
And the name of the Supreme Being is? You go to church to worship.
Worship the Lord.
Uh-huh. And what's another name for the Lord that begins with G?
Jesus.
Well, one that begins with G. Jesus is
God.
Yeah. Now, sometimes if you're mad or you're surprised at something, you might say, oh my.
God.
Okay. Now you go to church and you listen to the minister preach a
sermon.
Okay. And then the organ would play.
Play the music.
Okay. And you might go to a wedding, and after it's over, you might say, my, that was a what wedding?
A beautiful wedding.
Okay. What's a folk song that tells a story? Beginning with a B.
You mean at a wedding or?
No, this doesn't have anything to do with church now.
Uh-huh.
It's also a kind of flower. Begins with a B.
Beautiful.
No. You think of what I'm talking about? Yeah. Would you ever use that word?
A ballad?
No.
No, it's a ballad. It's a story.
Oh.
And they sing it.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. That's a ballad, but you hardly ever hear that
it's
now.
It's kind of like the, wouldn't
that be more
of
a poem? I think so, yeah. Uh-huh. Well, have you ever heard that word used to mean a hymn?
Well, no, they don't use that here now.
Uh-huh.
They might have used to use it, old folks, but now we don't use that. Barely use that no more.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Let's see, a person might be going to church and he had a flat tire, and so he'd say, oh my Lord, church, what?
Well,
by the time I get there.
Be over.
Okay. And so then, if you wanted to say the other part of it, he'd say, church will be over, what? I get there.
The church will be over before I get there.
Okay. What's another name for Satan? You might call him Satan, or you might call him the
devil.
Okay. Do you know any other words for the devil besides Satan? Maybe some sort of funny words like old somebody.
Old scratch.
Okay.
Or something like that. They say, well, he ain't nothing but the old scratch. You can say that instead of saying, well, he's the devil or something like that. You can say, well, he's the old scratch.
Okay.
Now, that's a word I use.
Now, sometimes you might use a word and you're talking about a spirit of some sort you might want to frighten a child with. You might say, oh, you better be good or the what will get you.
Boogeyman will get you.
Okay. Now, is the boogeyman...
That's the devil.
That is the devil. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. What do you call spirits that some people think come out at night and hover around the cemetery? What would you call
them? Well, they call them haunts, but...
Have people ever seen any around here?
No.
Uh-huh.
There ain't no such thing as a hand.
Yeah, well, you know, sometimes people think they see them.
They think they see it. And it's the devil in them, and they can see it on their own selves, and they really think it's so.
Uh-huh.
Now, you take a drunk person, he can see something crawling on the wall, and it's scratching him.